BDNG podcast. My name is Tina McKenzie and I am the Education Development Lead for the BDNG. I hope you enjoy listening to the BDNG podcast and find them beneficial to your practice. These podcasts are sponsored by Amaril. Amaril has no influence over the content of these podcasts. Happy listening. So hello and welcome everyone to another BDNG in conversation with. My name is Tina McKenzie and I'm the lead education and development nurse for the BDNG. So today the BDNG is in conversation with Dr. Sue Lewin, who is a dermatology registrar that works very closely with Lucy Moorhead at Guy's and St. Thomas's and is also an honorary lecturer in King's as well. So today we're here to talk about the Burma Skincare Initiative and how you became involved. So welcome today, Sue. Could you quickly introduce yourself and then just talk about how you became involved with the Burma Skincare Initiative?
Thank you so much, Tina. Thank you for having me. And it's such a pleasure to be on this podcast. So I was born and bred in Burma, and then I came to the UK through serendipity, really, in some ways, when I was 15. And my parents brought me over and then they left after about a month. So that's when my life journey began, as someone from Burma, you know, grew up in a small village and then suddenly ended up in Carmarthen in southwest Wales, out of all the places. And thanks to whom I call Uncle Jimmy, who is my father's sort of classmate. They went to medical school together back in Burma, and he is a consultant anaesthetist in Swansea. He came back to Burma in 1996, understanding that all the schools were closed down then. So he then very kindly sponsored me to study in the UK, thinking that I was going to be in the UK for just 6 months, but it sort of ended up being 8 years. 8 years long journey, really, until I saw my family back home again. So I, you know, that really gave me a very different perspective in life, appreciating the importance of having life opportunities. You know, you understand it much more when you come from a place where there's military dictatorship and oppression, etc. So then, of course, you know, I did try my best to make the most out of what was given to me. And also all my teachers in Carmarthen, Queen Elizabeth Cumbria High School, that's the school, state school that I went to, you know, Dr. Alan Evans and the late Mrs. Churchill and, you know, the rest of the crew, they really took me in as their adopted daughter, really. So I really owe so much to them as well. And along with, you know, close friends like Dr. Sun Sang U, who's a dear friend of mine in Carmarthen, who's Burmese too. So through that journey, I then ended up in at King's College London. So since then, I sort of always wanted to give something back to my fellow countrymen. And, you know, fast forward, 2018, I met Professor Chris Griffiths at the once every 5 years, the International Investigative Dermatology Meeting, sorry, the ISID, International Society of Investigative Dermatology Meeting, held in Orlando. Of course, as you do at the bar, we were just talking about our respective passions. And I said to him, well, you know, this is something that I've always wanted to do, go back home and try and set up something to give back. And he said, well, actually, I've always wanted to travel to Burma. And I've recently started doing humanitarian work in, you know, Cox's Bazaar and the Syrian refugee camps. So then I thought, well, actually, I must take this opportunity to invite him to come to Burma. You know, he could say no. And of course, he said yes. And literally within, 6-7 months of that conception of the idea and the invitation. 7 months later, we were doing the ward round in Mandalay in Burma. And so that's how it began. And we thought, well, actually, look, there is a real unmet need. So let's have, you know, as we both normally do, let's have a sort of structured approach to make it sustainable. So we basically sat down with our Myanmar colleagues in Mandalay as well as in Rangoon or Yangon, and said, look, how should we approach this? So we identified what the barriers to skincare access were, because there are only three dermatology centers in the whole country. You probably know these facts already, but you know, even before the military coup, less than 100 dermatologists per 55 million population. And now, I would say at a stretch, 30 in the whole country. Wow. So that's how it began. But and then so we came back and we thought, OK, let's actually set up a charitable foundation trust so that we can, you know, approach funders. We can have a much more sort of a structured strategic plan towards this. It was a bit of a long story, but I thought,
it's a phenomenal story. Our listeners will absolutely love that. And the passion behind it is just amazing, isn't it? And a chance meeting. I mean, if that meeting hadn't happened at that bar,
I know.
It just shows you the importance of networking, definitely.
Yes, absolutely. Definitely. And also sort of, you know, the chance sponsorship by my dad's, you know, friend to study. Yes. And, you know, that's a... Yes, absolutely.
It's absolutely been fantastic. Yeah. And I mean, I know the immense work that has gone on since that chance meeting, and, you know, it all began a few years ago. You had COVID, you know, you had some obstacles, challenges facing you when all this was happening. But what you've achieved since has been phenomenal. We had Chris and Lucy sort of explain, you know, a few things that had come out of this. But from your perspective, how has Burma actually embraced this? How did they feel about all this happening and what's been achieved, and, you know, and the success of it, really?
About the Burma, yes, no, that's an interesting question, actually. You know, you really sort of portray the situation very succinctly. It has been very challenging, of course, even before the military coup in 2021. But I think one thing that, if I have to pick one thing, it's about solidarity and giving hope. And it really is that sort of, you know, positive light at times of darkness. And that really shone through from my conversation with Professor Kainkain Zor, who is the lead dermatology consultant dermatologist at University of Medicine One. So that's the larger center. And again, a truly phenomenal woman. You know, she is a lady in her 60s, very young, of course, and she single-handedly trained, you know, more than 90% of the dermatologists in the country over the past 25, 30 years. And she really built it from scratch, and formidable lady. And very, you know, she knows what, certainly she knows what she's doing. And, you know, she's out of all the, against all odds, she has managed to pull together all the resources and to continue the service provision. So this partnership with BSI, has meant a lot to them. And also for the registrars, you know, before the BSI, they did not have the opportunity to enter sort of competitions, to be selected to attend international dermatology meetings. And we were able to do that in 2019, sponsoring two dermatology trainees to attend the ESDR meeting in Bordeaux, and really moving reports from them. You know, one of them described it as, you know, I was a frog in a well before this, and now I'm out of the well and has seen the world. And I truly hope that will continue for the future generation. So that's, you know, and we are determined to do that.
Wow, that's really powerful words and has so much meaning behind it as well. And, you know, I mean, just joining your journey of what you've actually achieved has been, you know, unbelievable, and helps so many people. And I mean, it's helped Ukraine, hasn't it? And, you know, the work has really, really helped a lot of other people as well. Yeah. And it was so interesting to hear, you know, what Professor Griffiths and Lucy were saying about, you know, the achievements of the initiative. And quickly as well, I've got to ask you the question, which again has grown arms and legs. You are now representing the Chelsea Flower Show this year, which is really exciting. It's fantastic news to have such a beautiful garden, and you know, the textures relating to skin disease, and the, you know, what is actually being structured in the garden is just amazing. So have you been part of that journey as well, Sue? Have you been involved in the design? I know there's been a designer, but have you been involved in that journey?
No, absolutely. It's been such a privilege. And, you know, when I, of course, there's a lot of things going on. And you know, thanks to the core team led by Helen Olney, our fantastic designer. So you probably, you may have heard the story through Chris and Lucy yesterday, but two years ago, we went to Chelsea and, of course, saw the NHS tribute garden by Professor John Frater from Oxford, so professor of HIV medicine and infections from Oxford, and that moment I just thought, you know, along with Chris, we thought, well, we have to do this because, you know, we're all about sort of thinking, you know, buzzing with ideas all the time, but that we thought, okay, let's give it a go. You know, I think this would be really fabulous if we have a garden for the BSI at Chelsea. So the first thing we did was emailed Professor Frater, who very enthusiastically got back to us. So we were really delighted, had a call with him, and couldn't have been more helpful. Of course, he, you know, he's won the silver medal and various awards in the past, Chelsea Gardens. So he, interesting, another sort of Burma destiny there. So he sort of very enthusiastically listened to our story. And then at the end, he said, well, by the way, you may not know this, but my father was a travel writer, Alexander Frater. And in fact, I've got his book now after the call, Chasing the Monsoon. And he said, well, he's traveled all over the world, but his favorite place was, of course, Burma, along the Irrawaddy Delta, you know, the longest river in Burma. And so that was really very moving. And in fact, he's actually coming to the garden. So we invited him to the garden. So he's coming along with his wife. So, yes, from that moment, we then got hold of Andrew Fisher-Tomlin. So John Frater put us in touch with Andrew, the director of London College of Garden Design. And Andrew was, again, really very enthusiastic. He loved the story. And he thinks that, you know, this was the first ever Burma-themed garden, Burmese garden, and also skin-themed garden, and a garden, you know, debut garden by someone who's not in the profession, like Helen Holney. So so we sort of put out the competition really at that stage. Of course, we didn't know who it was going to be at that stage. We put out the competition to LCGD, and you know, most people apply, actually more than 90% of the sort of graduates applied, and we selected three, interviewed them at the Kew Gardens. And of course, for me, it's about having the Burmese elements as well as things that will represent the skin disease and textures and all of these that you described earlier, but also a lot of symbolisms to represent various things. And Helen Olney really captured all these elements, as well as being a superb, phenomenal project manager, which I didn't realize how much of that was project manager. So no, that's and I'm still sort of continuing to provide little bits of sort of memories of Burma, really, you know, plants that I grew up with, and also just you know, from stupas to the stilt house. So these are memories of my home.
Oh, lovely memories to have, definitely, absolutely. And I think you've really got Burma on the map. You definitely,
I know.
Definitely.
It's such an honor, absolutely.
Yeah, I think
it means a lot to me. Yeah.
Absolutely. Lots of our listeners will definitely be looking up, you know, Burma and looking at that and Chasing the Monsoon as well. That sounds a lovely book. So definitely one I'll be looking up. So it's been an absolute pleasure to speak with you today, Sue, and just sharing your journey and the passion behind the initiative is absolutely lovely. I am hoping that you will be able to express what you've been saying today in one of our journal articles as well. So just for our BDNG listeners out there, we'll hopefully be doing some more work with Sue as we've got lots to share with you today. So thank you so much, Sue, for joining us today on the BDNG podcast, and we look forward to hearing from you very soon.
Thank you so much, Tina, and also my sincere thanks to the BDNG, Lucy Moorhead, Rebecca Penzer-Hick and the whole team who've been a steadfast support to the BSI. So thank you very much, and hopefully see you at the garden.
That's an absolute pleasure. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. For further information on the BDNG, visit our website, bdng.org.uk, and watch out for the next BDNG podcast, which is coming soon.